Hey, this is Dr. Jenna Bice with Heal at Home Moms. This is the podcast where we discuss all things motherhood and postpartum issues, but also just all things pelvic floor, basically the things that I tackle in my job that I think that all moms around the world should get to know. And that's what we talk about here. So let's take a listen. Hey, it's Jenna. And I'm here with Brian, my husband.
Hi.
The father of my three children. We wanted to kind of share my birth story because I feel like people only talk about birth stories when they're magical and perfect and beautiful. And for a long time, that made me really angry inside. Probably I have some issues, but also those are always the people who ask you about your birth story. Like, mine was magical and it was perfect. And tell me about yours. And I don't really want to tell you about mine because mine is nothing like yours. So I kind of wanted to share a different perspective, not to scare you away from having children if you haven't had them yet. Though, to be fair, my birth story was not great and I am doing great and my children are doing great. So you don't have to have a perfect birth story to have a wonderful life with children is kind of the moral of the story. So the first time, no one ever knows what they're doing. I went into pregnancy. We had trouble getting pregnant, actually. It took us about a year. And it was not, Brian joked about us running out of condoms. That is not what happened. We really wanted a kid. And looking back, it probably had something to do with one, I think it took a year of hormones to get out of my system. And two, I mean, we got pregnant, I think, on a cruise. And I think the idea of that is just we were relaxed. We stopped worrying about getting pregnant. Lack of stress, right?
Well, and you actually finally slept with me.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I kept saying was... it's necessary.
This is his favorite joke. Immaculate conception was not my goal. nor are you deprived, sir. So
no, we went on a cruise and it was with Jenna's whole family. It was with your whole family and
yes.
With her three other siblings, all of whom had at that point multiple little kids.
Yes. And were the only ones not.
Yeah. And it was not like a Disney cruise. It was a great cruise. It was awesome, but it was not.
No, Disney cruises. To be fair, I really want to like save up and go on one of those. But it's true, we went on like an adult cruise, and they had children, so there really wasn't anything for the kids to do.
So,
and we were like, we're going to go take bar classes and go sea kayaking.
Everyone else in the group was basically just full time childcare for the whole cruise, and we were.
We were
back.
Like, we love you, but we're going to go do this fun stuff.
So I'm pretty sure we said...
And part of the fun stuff obviously included sex.
I remember saying, boy, I'm kind of glad we don't have kids. And
then we got pregnant with Lily. Sorry, Lily. I hope you never hear this. Oh my gosh.
I'm kind of glad we don't have kids.
But no, so we were very overjoyed by realizing we were pregnant.
Oh, we were so excited.
Yes. And
Tyler has a funny part in that story.
Yeah. So Tyler.
Do you remember this?
Oh, that's right. Tyler was over at our apartment and I had found out I was pregnant. And I mean, it had been a long process.
Oh, you were at work, I think.
I wondered at work. I got a test and I came home and tested.
That's right.
Because I couldn't wait. And Tyler was hanging out.
Yep.
And with Brian. And I was like... I basically was like,
Tyler is our, for those who don't know, Tyler is the producer of this show. So he's in the room.
Yes. And he's also a good friend of ours. And as much as I love Tyler, I did not want him to be there for that special moment for me and Brian.
So Jenna walks in the living room and is like, Tyler, when you leaving? You know, just sort of like kind of made Tyler leave.
Yeah. I basically like, in my opinion, nicely but firmly was like, that's how I remember it, was basically like, hey, we like you. Can you leave and come back tomorrow or another day? And I remember it was rude enough or straightforward enough that Tyler did leave and Brian was like, what the heck, Jenna? Like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm pregnant. And then he forgave me for my rudeness to Tyler.
The way I expressed my excitement when you told me is not how partners should express their excitement. What I did?
No, should I?
I tackled you a little bit.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Which tackling a pregnant woman
is fine.
Oh, so, okay. Well, put that on. Put that on the headline.
I mean, to be fair, I was like 6 weeks. So no, I think we're probably okay at 6 weeks. But yes,
I think it did something to Lily. I think to this day.
Oh my gosh. If anything did something to Lily, one of the things that happened during my pregnancy is my labor, but I actually had seizures during my pregnancy.
Right.
So it's something that would happen on rare occasions before I got pregnant, but pregnancy basically lowered my body's threshold. And I had some ovarian cysts, which sucked for me, but my doctor basically said made a very healthy baby, which is part of the reason she was so big. The hormones in the cysts that were released helped the baby grow.
I'd forgotten that.
Yeah. So the cyst would rupture and I would pass out and have seizures and scare daylights out of my husband.
You already kind of mentioned this, but like the spoiler is at the end of all this, the baby that came out was like
huge
and healthy. And
yeah, she was a great, fat, adorable baby. But my body in the process almost died, basically. Yeah. Not really, but you know.
No, but it was funny because we had a tough time getting pregnant and then.
And then I made a super baby.
You did. And then we got pregnant. And, you know, the baby, like, would levitate and like, heal people. It was just amazing. No, we... basically, a less green baby Yoda is what Jenna
produced in our daughter, Lillian.
No, we found out, you know, we were pregnant. And it was... That felt like the end of a struggle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but up to that point, we were wondering if we could have children, right? So there, you never wonder, and then you try to get pregnant, and you can't, and all of a sudden you wonder.
But it was actually not the end of the struggle, but the beginning of...
the beginning of a different kind of struggle.
Because then, a couple weeks later, you're, like, dropping to the floor and having seizures.
Yeah. It was very scary, mostly for Brian, because I was passed out.
Jenna likes to make fun of me for doing all the wrong things during a seizure.
If your wife has a seizure, gentlemen... Do not sit them
upright.
Don't
just go play video games.
No, don't worry. Brian's not an ass, so that didn't happen. It is something to be said that if someone's passed out, and for instance, so my seizures come on because I pass out. When I pass out, I have seizures because my blood pressure drops. So when someone passes out or faints, you want to bring their feet above their head or leave them where they are until they come to, and then gradually sit up to upright. So as understandably, his pregnant wife, newly pregnant, fell on the floor. I actually hit the bathtub, I think, in our bathroom.
Yes.
And he woke up and found me and then picked me up. And as he picked me up, my head came up and I passed out again. What the heck, Brian? Kidding. No, but it makes sense. Here he's trying to get me off the floor and get me, you know, like sitting up, seeing if I'm conscious. So, but if someone's passed out, you want to keep their head below their feet so that blood can come back up to their brain, basically.
Well, now you guys know.
Now you know.
If your pregnant wife ever has a seizure, God forbid, you won't do the dumb things that I did.
But yeah, horizontal is best.
I was panicking.
And then, of course, if they're having seizures, it's good to roll them on their side, actually. Anyways, so all of that being said, that's a side note. But yeah, so pregnancy for me was not great. Therefore,
it's a side note, but it was one of the major factors going into your birth story.
That's true.
That was.
I had a couple recurring episodes of that during my pregnancy. And I loved my doctor because she understood what was happening and she still trusted me to just listen to my body. Mm-hmm. Like she was like, you'll know when you need to come to the hospital. And to be fair, looking back, I did. We'll get into that in a second. But so pregnancy went on. I got massive. My belly, everyone was like, are you having triplets? That's not a nice question. Does not make a woman feel great about herself.
At like 5 months pregnant, people were like, you must be about ready to deliver that baby. Like, well, I have a while to go still.
I'm a very short person with a small torso and I made a very big baby. So I got very large in my, and not really everywhere, just my belly was huge. And at the time I didn't mind that. And then I realized
you just
that,
went
like,
straight out.
Yeah. Like from the behind you, maybe you couldn't tell. And then I turned to the side and it's like, whoa. I remember the day I was in labor, I was at Target with my mom and she was like offended for me because she was like, everyone's staring at you. I was like, yeah, I'm used to it by now. So take a look. There's only one baby in here, okay? Stare all you want. But yeah, so we went through pregnancy. I was super sick. By super sick, I mean felt like vomiting or was vomiting pretty much all the day for like 6 months, probably. And then there were the seizures.
Yep.
By the way, also, if your blood pressure drops, compression stockings are really helpful.
Do you remember that I wouldn't let you, like I came and sat in the bathroom when you showered after the seizure?
I forgot. Yeah, that was really annoying.
I know, but I was really weird about her.
That's fair. It's sweet too.
Well, because you did bonk your head pretty good when you went down that first time. So anyway,
he's worried he wouldn't have a wife left, man. Yeah.
Yes, that's one way to put it. Yeah. So I remember Just sitting there.
I know. I remember being like, I'm here. I'm okay. Uh-huh. I know. You didn't do it the whole pregnancy, but I would say that a couple weeks after the episode.
I remember being at the Coast House. It was later. That was the summer.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's true. Anyways, all that being said, poor Brian, I think, was more traumatized through my pregnancy than I even was.
You were unconscious for the scariest parts.
I know. It is easier, to be fair. Though, man, when you wake up from an episode like that, you are physically drained for at least a day.
Is that one of like two times you've actually not gone to, like, you've actually called in sick?
Yeah. And I remember Brian called in for me. And to be fair, they didn't understand actually what was happening. But Brian was like, Jenna had a seizure. We're going to the doctor, make sure the baby's okay and she's okay. And I remember they were like, so can she come in this afternoon? And Brian was like, no, I'm hanging up now. She's not coming in today. So to be fair,
I thought my three short sentences told the story pretty clearly.
I think they didn't really fully understand what had happened.
And so should I cancel her patients? Or yes, that's what
yes, you should cancel them. Anyways, going through pregnancy, lots of sickness all day, gotten really huge, had some seizures to deal with, all that good stuff. And then came time for delivery. So my doctor had already kind of mentioned to me that she thought I would end in a C-section. And I know we live in a world where C-sections are overdone, but they're also super important when they're needed. And she and I talked and we agreed that I would try for a natural birth. Not natural, let me rephrase, a vaginal birth. With my seizures, it was pretty much understood that my body wouldn't tolerate.
Why'd you rephrase that just now?
Because a natural birth means no medication.
Is that what that means?
Yeah. Okay. So no epidural, for instance. And I knew that, I mean, my body basically, when it's in pain or stressed, it goes into shock. And that creates me passing out and that creates me going into giant, like shaking off a table type of seizures. So my first one was in high school and then I had a couple up until then. I kind of learned to manage them. But pregnancy and the stresses of pregnancy on my body basically took away my body's ability to handle it. So that's what happened during our pregnancy. And in labor, she suspected and was completely right that at a certain point, my body passed out and went into seizures during labor. So it's not like, oh, I can push through the pain. It's like, no, my body will not let me. So we thought that would happen and it did, but I did have an epidural and that actually helped me go through labor very well. My seizures didn't come out until the surgery.
You labored beautifully, actually. Yeah. You progressed really far.
With an epidural. So Let's back up. I was at work treating patients. I had a half day and I was supposed to go into my doctor's office for like some blood work. And my mom came in town because we knew we were getting close to time and all that kind of stuff. And I was at Target with her. People were staring. And the whole time, even while I was treating patients that morning, I was like, man, my back is killing me. I feel like my back's just going out. But remember, I was huge. So it makes sense that your back would go out when your stomach goes out to your knees, because why wouldn't it, basically? But my mom was the one that was like, I think you're in labor. And I was like, no, I'm not. Just my back hurts because my body's crazy. Like, okay. And looking back, we started tracking the pain, which then progressed into just full contractions. And we realized that I was in labor. She was right. Technically, I started going in labor with my patients. So yeah, we went home and I do have to include, I'm so sorry, my mom, because I love you. But we were sitting on my bed, checking to see if
I was wondering if you were going to skip this.
Checking to see if they were contractions. And we decided they were. And we're like in a notebook writing things down. And Brian had an app, but you know, new way and old school at the same time. Brian was checking one way. My mom was writing down in a notebook, that kind of stuff.
Our results were completely different.
No, they were not. Anyways, my mom, for some reason, while I was in labor, we decided I was in labor. She was like, yeah. So actually, Brian, do you want to tell it?
Yeah, so I'm standing there. Dr. McClellan, in whom I have tremendous confidence, I think she's incredible.
Yes.
She had told me under 5 minutes apart, bring her into the hospital. Not before that, because she'll just get sent home. Wait till they're less than 5 minutes apart. Cool.
Well, and she said, Jenna, you'll know when you need to come in.
So she said,
yeah.
She said to me, was don't bring her in unless she says so.
Yeah.
Before 5 minutes apart. Anyway, she's hedging her bets here.
Yeah. She knows who to say what to.
It's also possible that's a number I Googled and I just had forgotten that. But anyway, I had, no, we did the class. It was in that class.
All of it. I'm sure we heard it multiple places.
Anyway, we were keeping track and I was waiting for that threshold. I didn't want to go in before. I didn't want you to have to get up and drive to the hospital, spend 30 minutes there and then then kick us out. And you, you know, I just, yeah, was trying to avoid that situation because you were already exhausted. So your mom was like, we should go to the hospital. And I was like, no, we're going to wait till we're at this threshold. And she's holding Jenna's hand and she goes, okay. But, you know, I knew a lady who had her baby and everything was fine. And then 2 weeks later, she just died.
I know.
I was like, oh, solid point. I'm glad. I'm really glad you brought that up.
I know. My sweet mom is like the best caregiver. And
who, okay.
And, but in that moment, I looked at her. I go, why would you say something like that to me right now? I was so mad.
Just remember, sweetheart, no matter how well it goes, you might still randomly die.
I know.
I don't know what the connective tissue was.
It was just a thing. But it was just a thought that came into her mind, and she felt like sharing it without thinking about what she was saying is kind of what happened. Which, to be fair, she did pass on to me in some ways. So I can understand that feeling because I often have it.
This is true. This has been one of the key parts of being married to Jenna. Is sometimes I will have to just stop and go, you were just thinking just now, right? That yeah. You didn't mean for me to hear that? And she'll be like, yeah.
I can think of one time.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Here we go.
Let's tell on me. This is about my birth story, Tyler.
I was at your house, and Jenna just came in and told me to leave without even thinking about it.
How it made you feel. I know. I remember, I hinted at first, and no one, I think Brian was like, no, he can stay. And I was like, no, Tyler, you can leave.
We didn't have kids back then. Like, I was like, what do you need? What's the problem?
Oh,
go
dear.
Do anything you want.
Oh, the freedom I had.
Yeah.
So here we are. I'm in labor. I was just told a terrible story. But everyone goes to bed. I'm trying to sleep. I do not understand the idea of women sleeping through labor. But then again, everyone has their own story. For me, that didn't happen. Brian, I don't know if you're sleeping or just pretending to sleep, but I felt like maybe you did.
I always sleep.
But literally, my contractions got to a place where I started like convulsing, like my whole body. I think that really stems with my seizure stuff. So I was getting to a place where I was starting to have like seizures from my labor. And that's when I was like, okay, I know it's time to go. Right. Like for me, I was like, this switched from pain to like seizure type activity.
It was like one
or two. Yeah. Something like that. And I remember being like, okay, Brian, let's go. And we went to the hospital. They were wonderful. We had done all the pre-registration, everything, right? So they had us in the system and they got us right back. And I explained to them that—
Killer room too.
Yeah, it's true. It's pretty nice.
Had a bed and a couch and that's it. I mean, what else do you need?
But they explained, or I explained to them that I need this epidural very quickly because I'm going to go into my seizures pretty quickly. And they understood and they got me. I also was like, I understand students. Use students for whatever you want, not when you stick a needle in my spine. That was my opinion. Anyway, so we had the best person come do it. And immediately my seizures went away. So I was like able to labor, able to not sleep, but rest. Family came in. It was really actually sweet and peaceful. And then when the morning came, I was fully dilated. And our sweet Lily was sitting way up in my abdominal cavity. So I was 10 centimeters dilated. She had not been able to descend because her head was bigger than my pelvic opening, basically. Hence why I got so big. She never dropped into my pelvis at all because she was just a big baby and I have a narrow pelvis. Hence, I think really comes back because my other kids were not quite as big.
Yeah.
So I think that it has to do with those hormones from those ovarian cysts.
I was at the doctor with her. Oh, they measure. She goes, yeah, I'm the shortest person in my class.
Sweet girl.
She goes, my mom's short too.
Yeah. I hope she's a little taller than I am. But you know what? 5'1"'s not bad either. So labor went beautifully. The doctor, I got really lucky in the sense that there was an on-call doctor during the night. But by the time I was ready to like normally push.
That was a big deal.
At 10 centimeters, our doctor was back in.
That was a really key conversation too. I remember it was me, you, and her.
Yes. And we trust her very much. Mm-hmm. And so in that moment, I was fully dilated. And the baby wouldn't even descend
which
into
means
my pelvis.
You would come, but you.
My labor went great with
you
the
You would
epidural.
Come so far
yeah.
in the labor that you were really tempted to keep trying, see if we could.
Yeah, not have a C-section. And she was very honest with me and said, you can push as long as you want. But if she can't descend at all, that's the pushing's going to be for naught and can cause all sorts of pelvic floor issues. So I was like, if you're confident that I can't have her, and she was, then let's take her. Right. So but keep in mind, so C-sections can be done with a spinal or with an epidural. And since I'd already had an epidural, they could not do a spinal. That's like a rule. So we went in, they made sure my epidural was up to par, strapped me on that table, Brian was with me, put the curtain down, and started the C-section. And my sister had had one previously. She had a C-section followed by two VBACs. So we had all been in an environment where a C-section happens. And that usually is like a 20-minute thing, and then you get to see the baby, and it's all good, right? So that's what we were used to, whereas my family knew I was going in for a C-section. And hours went by and they knew nothing and they were freaking out. To be fair, in retrospect, we could have texted them. But to also in our defense.
What was I doing with my hands?
He was holding on to me.
Because why?
I was convulsing off the table.
I could not text anybody.
Yeah. So.
Nor did
you have the brain space.
I didn't think about anyone.
So we went for the C-section and basically my body did a rare thing that I guess evidently happens sometimes, that as my blood pressure dropped, my body went into like shock. And I believe it's because the epidural wasn't enough to mask the pain for my body. I mean, I felt a lot of what was going on.
Felt a lot of the pressure.
Yeah, and it's normal to feel pressure, but it was definitely in like the very painful realm. But a lot of people with epidurals don't have that experience. I think my body's just sensitive in different ways, hence the seizures. So I could tolerate the pain, but my body wouldn't. It took a lot longer than normal because they tried to do a typical incision to get Lily out. They fully started trying to get her out. So like everything's cut, everything's moved, and they couldn't get her all the way out because she was so big.
Dr. McClellan looked over the curtain and said, "Dad, you want to see this?" Now, Patricia McClellan has delivered all three of our babies.
And, I mean,
and
crazy tons of others.
Yeah. Well, of course, yeah. And refers patients to Jenna quite often. I mean, they've known each other for a long time. I'm pretty sure in her head, I'm just Dad Bice because... How many dads does she meet? And we really don't factor into her work at all. Like, no, you know, we're just kind of there.
Why should she know your name?
Yeah, why? Anyway, she said, "Dad, you want to see this?" And I was like, "Oh, okay." So I stood up, my hands still on Jenna's shoulders, and looked over the curtain, which kind of...
To be fair, I was not doing well, right?
No, it was a stressful room. But she told me to look, so she's the boss. So I stood up, and I looked over the curtain, and when I saw the incision and the opening and everything, I was actually okay.
Yeah.
I was like, cool.
Way to go, Brian.
Opening, no problem. And they were working on trying to get the baby through this opening.
And they couldn't.
I was fine until, I don't know whose hands they were. It was one of the surgeon doctor people put their hands on both lips of the incision and hauled on it like a burlap sack. You're trying to get open wider, just like this. And it was at that point that I sat down and Dr. McClellan looked over the thing with only her eyes visible. She's like, "Dad, what's wrong over there, Dad?"
I believe she said, "What's wrong with you?"
That's what she said. "What's wrong with you?" I was like, "Nothing, I'm fine."
Another reason we love her. But but no, so they couldn't get Lily all the way out. And so they had to end up pushing everything back in and lengthening the incision considerably to get her out. And basically cut from my hip bone to my hip bone.
Right? I mean, that's
yeah.
accurate.
Yeah, it's gotten better since then. But yes, so that didn't go great. But I think really that happens, I guess, from time to time. It was really more that my body didn't respond well. So I was just shaking uncontrollably and convulsing. I never passed out, which is unusual for me, but I was convulsing off the table. Like my body was just like convulsing uncontrollably. And even when they got the baby out, I couldn't stop. Do you remember that, Brian? Like,
I do.
They basically weighted me down with heated blankets and just deep pressure and heat. And as the pain subsided, of course, and the trauma, probably within an hour, I had stopped shaking. But then by that point, I needed to nurse my baby, right? So, and she'd been taken off for observation because she was kind of gray, probably just from the stress of everything. Otherwise, she was great. But so when they brought her back, I nursed her.
She was perfect.
She was perfect. And first time nursing, it just took a while. And so by the time our family saw us, I mean, it had been 3 hours and they were freaked out. You know, what should have been 20 minutes was 3 hours and they heard nothing. And I mean, I was doing better in the fact that I wasn't convulsing anymore, but I was definitely not doing great. So,
but they barely even had speaking parts in this movie. Like they were just kind of extras.
they would have liked bigger parts. To be fair, yeah.
You can't skip the part though. We talk through all the things that went wrong.
Yeah.
But then Lillian.
Oh, she was perfect. She was perfect, and I mean, she was by far our easiest baby too. I mean,
she also was a really good baby. That's true.
No, it was a really sweet time. And the rest of the time was great. I mean, I think that was my first surgery ever. That was my first C-section. I look back and I remember probably because of the stress of the labor, but also they had put me on fluids. I was like a swollen, crazy person. And I remember looking in the mirror a few days later before I tried to shower Yes, it was probably 2 days later before I tried to shower.
Definitely.
But I remember standing at the front of the mirror and like looking at my like surgical postpartum body. I was so swollen. I was like, this is interesting. You know, just like a brand new perspective. And I wasn't even like turned off in the sense I wasn't like ashamed of my body or anything. It was just like, huh. I didn't know what to expect. And I can say now, I mean, I ended up having two other C-sections. We tried for VBACs, but my babies kept getting too big for my pelvis before I went into labor. And so we just took them because all I knew for me was I want a VBAC, but I do not want to do that again. I do not want to do labor followed by C-section if possible.
Anytime, like I can tell now from your face if you're about to pass out. And you can tell too.
He knows me so well. Yes, I do.
And which normally you're able to do stuff. To
avoid it.
To avoid it.
For instance, lay down, put my feet up.
But when you're pregnant, the threshold changes. So I remember, even with Mira, even with number two, which was a much less tumultuous pregnancy.
Yeah, it's almost like my body like acclimated.
Yeah, exactly. But then I remember.
Threshold raised slightly with each pregnancy. I remember
we were in the hospital the day of delivery and nurse did a bad job getting an IV in
the
arm.
They're trying to push up into a. Anyways, like a valve that wouldn't. And but so
the point is, I was looking
put
at
me
you.
Me in shock.
And I looked away and I looked back at you, and suddenly you looked like you were about to go down.
Yep.
So I was always nervous that labor could still be really dangerous and scary because of that.
Yeah. I think I'm a unique case for sure in the sense that I had like a pre-existing medical condition that no one really understands.
Well, you're categorized as a high risk pregnancy. I don't think that's.
Yeah, hence incorrect. Why I would never consider home birth. For me, that would be not as
highly risky.
Highly risky, and given my history of what actually happened in the hospital, would likely lead to my death. So anyways, that's why I deliver in a hospital. To be fair, I've had other friends have wonderful experiences where they don't have the high risk stuff, and they've had really beautiful home births. So I just always knew that was not the case for me. And I think I had to realize, I think for a while I felt defensive of my C-sections and defensive of my highly medicalized births and the fact that they didn't go well. And I really, for any of you guys that feel that way, I just want to help free you from that because yes, we can over-medicalize stuff sometimes and we should work on that. But the goal is not to have a perfect birth story, okay? If you have a beautiful birth, I'm so happy for you. But I did not. And I absolutely have the best life and family and children. And so you don't have to have a beautiful birth story to have a beautiful child and life with them. We do heal, and I'm here to help you figure out how to do that in a safe way. But if you end up with a C-section or if you end up with an epidural and you didn't want one or whatever the thing is, you did not fail. You had a baby. You literally grew and birthed a child, whether that was vaginal or C-section. Both of those are amazing, and both of them come with their own complications. I just want to applaud you for what you've done, and you should feel nothing but joy and pride for what you went through and the fact that you're here today with your children. So anyways.
Thank you for sharing this story with us.
Yeah, I'm so happy to. And I don't know, I just think it's really important to hear a non-glorious birth story that ends in a really happy ending.
I agree. I think it's really to have an opportunity to dispute the idea that that story is not glorious, because it is.
Well,
it's bloody and it was scary and difficult, but you just said to other moms.
Yeah,
it's true. It is a glorious thing.
It is.
And you should be proud.
Thank you. I'm getting emotional.
Be proud right now. Start being proud.
It is a very normal thing, I think, for women who end up with C-sections to feel a sense of shame or failure. And I want to help try to remove that because it's definitely not true. So once again, what you did, mamas, and for myself, what my body went through, it's really amazing. And the fact that you have a child that you grew and had delivered and recovered from a freaking surgery, like that is so hard with a newborn. That being said, kudos, I applaud you, and you should be very proud of yourself. Thank you for listening to Heal at Home Moms. I'm Dr. Jenna Bice. If you need any further help, you are welcome to find us on healathomemoms.com. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and I also offer telehealth for those of you far away who need some one-on-one consultation and in-person concierge mobile physical therapy. So if you are in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area and you are looking to heal, I am here for you.